So did by any chance you check out the greatest home run in preseason history last night?
You bet your butt I did.
That was amazing.
It was pretty incredible.
You thought it was a playoff environment.
Yeah, I mean, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in Montreal. Oh, this is what you're talking about, right, John?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But you did see it.
I did see it. Yes, it was incredible.
It was incredible.
Yeah. I saw the mix-ups. They have people cutting video of Vladimir Guerrero in with Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Swings are almost identical.
It's, yeah, I mean, the bodies are different, right?
Because
Vladimir Sr. I was going to say Vladimir, but they're both Vladimir, hence the Jr.
Right. Sr. was svelte.
Yeah, lanky, right?
Lanky. You had the long legs, the loping legs.
You mix in a svelte. We're not even 1 minute into the show. You already got a svelte in.
I had to. But it doesn't look like Jr. has passed up donuts anytime recently.
Right. I wonder if he'll stay at third base. He might wind up over at first base doing the old Prince Fielder.
Well, there's a photo of him with his dad in Montreal, and he was a pudgy little kid then. And they're standing on the field. They're both wearing Expos uniforms. And he looked like he was enjoying the breakfast cereal and all the fixings back then. So, but he's a stocky. He has a little bit of a, I don't even say panda, because he's more like Prince Fielder, Fielder-esque body. A little bit more stout, though.
He has a taste for the finer things.
Right, the good stuff. And he's only, 19? Just turned 19, right?
I mean, he's such an incredible hitter.
Yeah, that was pretty special night.
Yeah. I mean, we really are in like a golden age of young players like right now. Like, it's really remarkable. Like, there's the top 10 best prospects coming in baseball are better than and we'd be lucky if we had three top players like this 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just stacked. One to 12 even is just incredible.
Yeah, and they're all impact players when they come up, too, and mostly position players, too.
Yeah, a couple of starters, Kopech and Whitley, once Whitley gets done with his suspension. Just really incredible position player hitters that have been hitting all the way through. And like Vladimir Guerrero, as amazing as he is, Acuna's even more amazing. Mm-hmm. And there's Gleyber Torres and there's Fernando Tatis Jr., the other junior.
A lot of juniors going around.
A lot of juniors, man. Raul Mondesi Jr., the mayor.
The mayor's kid.
The mayor's kid. It's a really great time to be a baseball fan and to be a fan of young men.
Well, speaking of all of this, tomorrow's opening day, or today's opening day, depending on when you're listening to this.
But that's
we're
right.
recording on opening day eve. And we're I've been watching the baseball channel all day today.
Now, in your family, do they let you watch one game on opening day eve, or do you have to wait until?
Well, if I could, they would definitely let me do that.
Good.
Well, I will be up early tomorrow morning. I think Intentional Talk on MLB Network is on at 6 a.m. our time on the West Coast.
Okay.
And my wife has the pleasure of going in for a colonoscopy tomorrow, so nice. You know, it kind of interrupts my entire day.
So she'll be rooting for the Angels and Pujols.
She's all in on Pujols tomorrow, for sure.
Yes.
Or they're all in on her. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how that works.
I'm glad to see Bartolo Colon getting some work.
Getting some work. He was re-signed. So we had an article on Fall Territory Baseball. What's it called? Blog. Yeah, the blog.
You mean our website?
The website.
Our media website?
Calling
it a blog?
Our home of all content.
Blog.
One story we had was about Colon was the last surviving Montreal Expo, to wear a uniform. And we thought that was an end of an era. But as of Tuesday, he re-signed with the Rangers. And he actually looks like he'll be getting a start on Sunday.
Wow, that Rangers bullpen pitching situation is wrecked.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those situations where the starter's going to be awful, which is taxing the bullpen. The bullpen's going to get overworked, and it's not going to. They're going to have to score, again, softball game numbers for the Rangers to be competitive this year. So before we get any further, this is Fall Territory.
Okay.
I'm John Sumple. You're Jed Rigney.
I am Jed Rigney.
This is episode 61, the Levon Hernandez episode.
Nice.
I do feel a little giddy. You know, I was just watching. It's like there's this deluge of information over the last 2 days because it's rosters are being finalized, you know, last second, you know, pitchers being sent to the disabled list and Tommy John surgery scheduled. And it's just been
a lot of Tommy John surgery.
Unbelievable. AJ Puck, the latest victim.
Yeah.
That's Salvador Perez has got an injury and he's going to be out now for 4 to 6 weeks. Greg Bird had his foot operated on earlier this week.
A little cartilage just floating around.
Yeah, he's whatever. It's just bone spur. Like a detached bone spur. Oof. I don't even know what that means, but yeah.
So that's I think of like the spurs on a cowboy boot,
and it
hurts. Bone form and floating around inside your feet, which are generally very sensitive to pain.
Yeah, anyway, right. So maybe hopefully, you know, for all of us who own him in fantasy baseball, and I've been an owner of him for 3 years and have yet to see anything substantial.
Yeah.
But well, hopefully he'll get back into the swing of things.
Well, yeah.
By mid-May, June at the latest. And
He'll be back by June, right? But then, like, how long is it going to take him to get going again? That's right. The thing.
Yeah, I've never. So when they say 4 to 6 weeks, is that 6 weeks to be back on the roster or 6 weeks of inactivity before
they
starts?
They mean back on the roster.
Okay.
That's usually what they mean.
Rehab.
Yeah, because they'll be rehabbing within weeks.
Yeah.
Technically, this is no
joint thing. This is no cartilage or ligament related. This is removing bone spurs.
It's not soft tissue. Who is
the pitcher that just we're just going to go clean up some of the debris floating in your elbow, and is going to miss a start or two?
Right.
Somebody just announced that yesterday. I don't remember who it was, but it's like one of those things. Like, really, they're just picking that up now? You know, just days before the season starts.
Yeah, you'd think they'd just be like body scanning these guys every day, like,
right? You'd think that at the end of the season they'd say like, okay, so here are all the bumps and bruises that you have. Here's your protocol for the next 2 months.
Honestly, I like body scan every day, but look, if they can do it at the airport, they can do it at a major league clubhouse. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, let's
for
get
sure.
it together, doctors.
So it's been 147 days since we last saw a baseball thrown in an official capacity. And tomorrow it all starts all over again.
You got to bring that up. You got to bring up the Dodgers loss again.
But
thanks,
a great
John.
Series, though.
Hey, fantastic. What about that time series. That my dog died? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all comes together for this year. Can the Dodgers repeat with Kershaw and, they used to say, what was it? What was his name? Trying to complete blank. Let's go.
Blah, 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 and pray for rain or whatever.
Pray for rain, yeah. Johnny Sain. Oh, my gosh. What was his name? Oh, I hate getting old.
This is a fun game for the listeners.
Yeah,
too.
The listeners are like, wow, John does that an awful lot where he can't remember half the things he's trying to say. Now, that's his thing. That's what he's known for on the show.
Yeah.
Being forgetful.
I mean, there's the internet, right?
Yeah, I can look that. Yeah,
all right.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you can look it up while I stall and talk about WonderCon.
Oh, go ahead and talk about that. Was that fun?
So I went to WonderCon, and I'm going to tell you something about WonderCon. I've never been anywhere where everyone was happy.
Oh.
This is the first time in my life, and I've been to a lot of different places, including nude beaches.
Nice.
Okay. Amusement parks. Nude amusement parks. Okay, maybe not. But I have been to nude beaches. I have been to amusement parks. I have been to sporting events. And look, at sporting events, everyone's excited, right? Everyone's happy because the home team's winning. But what about the visiting fans? What about the visiting team? WonderCon is all people who are happy. They're all dressed up. And some people aren't, but everyone's super cool with everyone. And it's like, no, races don't matter. Age doesn't matter. There was a 70-year-old couple dressed up like, I don't even know what, like pimp superheroes, but like using walkers to get around the Anaheim Convention Center.
That's
like, this place is huge. And by the way, don't even get me started about how you could put affordable housing in there but whatever, that's a whole other issue. This place is huge. And it was a delight, John. We were there for work to announce the new show, the new animated series. But
do you want to plug your new animated series?
Nah, whatever.
A little early? Premature?
It's a little early.
Okay.
But
in development.
And it, just a wonderful experience, though. Like walking, like Just people dress up, like men dressed up like in Playboy bunnies, women dressed up like,
it's crazy,
you know, Game of Thrones characters. Like, I mean, just everything. Like, women wear so much spandex, John.
Three of the five biggest events at the Washington State Convention Center here in Seattle are Comic-Con, Sakura-Con, fantasy-type things.
Yeah.
And the money that is brought in and the money that these people spend on their costumes,
yeah,
it's incredible.
It's elaborate.
It is. I mean, some of these things that these people bring into these, they're made months in advance. They're multiple pieces that need to be, you know, put together like a puzzle piece in order for them to walk around each and every day. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And overwhelming. I've never gone inside, but the way the convention center is set up in Seattle, you can walk through it. So there's like a pedestrian way to walk through that, so anybody can walk through the convention center. Oh,
okay, yeah, they had that at the Anaheim Convention Center. You could sort of walk in front of it, and there was...
Yeah, so it's cool that when you kind of go through it, and you just see tons and tons of costumes. Yeah. And, you know, even the people who hang out outside and people waiting in lines and even some of the... I'm sure they do this, too, these elaborate displays for promotional outside of the convention center.
That's right.
Some are, you know, they tore up the road in one spot. They made it look like a car went through a plate glass window in the convention center. It's really cool stuff. So they're a lot of fun.
Are we talking about your... past experience, or are we talking about my experience?
I'm just saying.
I lost track there.
Encouraging our listeners to go and check out a Comic-Con type event.
Like, I don't even think you need to be into comics and,
no,
and
I was
that sort of
away.
Pop culture stuff. Yeah. It's such an experience.
So how long were
and
you
again,
there?
Everyone's happy. We were there all day on Friday.
So it was just a one-day thing?
Yeah, we had passes for the whole weekend, but just to get back and forth, Anaheim is a bit of a hassle, so... Plus, I had other work I had to do on the weekend and whatever.
And you're anti-Anaheim anyway, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not against going there. I'm against rooting for the baseball team that's actually there that calls itself Los Angeles.
Right.
Like, they don't call it the Anaheim. They don't call it the Los Angeles Convention Center in Anaheim.
No.
It's the Anaheim Convention Center.
Right. Right. That would be funny if they did that. Why didn't they just keep it with the Anaheim Angels? It was just so much easier.
Artie Moreno thought that he could make more money selling Los Angeles Angels. Yeah.
It's just a running joke, though, for diehard fans to constantly.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if he was right. I don't know the answer to it, but I do know that people down there hate it, and people up here think it's a joke.
Yeah. So the famous quote was Spawn and Sane and Pray for Rain. So Warren Spawn, right. Johnny Sane.
Yeah.
Pitchers.
You did it, John.
I did it. Looked it up.
We did it. I
thank you. Thank you for going
there. I distracted
everyone. It's awesome. It's great.
I laid down a covering fire.
So we were talking a little bit earlier about injuries, but the biggest injury of all, probably the biggest injury, was Warren Spahn. Really?
Wow.
Madison Bumgarner.
Yes, his death.
the line drive off his pinky.
Yeah, it's that weird thing, right? Everyone who's pitched before knows you throw that pitch, it comes back at you, and the instinct is to grab it.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to grab it, and it grabbed him in a way.
Yeah. Did you ever play baseball growing
I
up?
I did. I did. Pitch? Into junior high.
Pitch?
Pitch, yes.
Yes. I pitched through high school, a little bit of college, and got hit numerous times, comebackers. And one time it was my senior year in high school. Line drive off the knee. Junior year in high school. Line drive off the knee kind of... destroyed the patellar tendon a little bit, frayed it a little bit. So I was on the DL for, you know, missed like six games and finally pitched again and got raked in the playoffs. That was the end of my junior season. So, yeah, I know the feeling. And there was no DLs and no treatment for high school kids back in that day. So it was
rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, rub some dirt on it, get back in there. But yeah, it's going to have a huge impact though, because they had Smarjit went out as well with an injury. So they've got their 1-2 or
it's
gone.
Almost like an old team full of old players is going to be a little more susceptible to injuries, John.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Longoria and Pence and McCutcheon. Are they going to be able to make it through the whole season?
Yeah.
But Bumgarner will be back mid-May, June-ish, maybe?
Yeah, they're thinking 8 weeks.
But they have 10 games against the Dodgers in the first two months of the season. And you figure maybe he win. He's going to get 3-4 starts in that and could have made a difference.
Yeah.
Not gonna make a big dent in the. I don't even think they're going to finish in, you know.
Well, the drop off to between Bumgarner and what they have next is precipitous.
Yeah. Cueto and Samardzija.
Listeners,
right?
The word is precipitous.
It's like a ledge going way off.
Whereas with the Dodgers, if Kershaw goes out, they're like, all right, well, that's fine. They'll bring up someone who's, you know, not as good as Kershaw, but certainly better than what the best thing that the Giants have to bring up. It's depth, John.
It's depth. It's good to have depth.
Roster depth.
Good thing.
That's a fun word, isn't it? Depth.
Yeah. Speaking of the Dodgers, how about the sludge explosion?
Speaking of depth.
Disgusting depth.
Yes. So they had to cancel this game.
Yeah.
Because a sewage pipe broke at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah. Like on the field, right? Like right along the third base dugout?
Yeah. Yeah, no, not in the clubhouse or in the back inner workings. Like out onto the field and like actual sewage. Not like, oh, it's dirty water. Like sewage.
Yeah, the stuff you don't want to see. And they were making light of it too, the broadcasters, and you know, making fun. Well, I guess they're going to call the game, and you know, there's what I couldn't quite understand is I'm assuming that when that type of sewage is exposed to the air, it has a fragrance to it, and all the fans that were like in the first few rows didn't seem to be too concerned about it initially, and I you know,
well,
guess
honestly, a lot of people in Los Angeles are used to things smelling really bad.
That's funny. So now we have the Dodger Stadium has joined the ranks of Oakland Alameda County Stadium or Old Coliseum, whatever the hell they call it now, with the old sewage gurgling up.
It's a dubious distinction.
Yeah.
Hopefully how old is Dodger Stadium? It's 50 years 60? Old. 60?
Yeah, 60,
right? Because it's the 50s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it opened up. So this is the 60th anniversary this year of the Giants and the Dodgers moving west. Okay. And Dodger Stadium, I think, opened the following year.
That's right.
The Dodgers
played
in the Coliseum the first season, first maybe two seasons.
Yeah.
So, it's almost 60 years old.
Well, you know, just like humans who turn 60.
Yeah, things start to break down.
Things
the old
start breaking
sewage
down, man.
Starts breaking
sewage
down.
Spills out everywhere onto the field.
Unexpectedly.
It's called a colostomy bag. Check it out.
Yeah. At the worst time, too.
Get some adult diapers.
Some Depends.
Dodger
Extra
Stadium
strength.
Needs adult diapers.
So another story that was kind of not unexpected. The Dodgers were announced to have the highest payroll. Dodgers.
No, the
Red Sox. Yeah, the Red Sox. So it's Red Sox and the Dodgers were second then, right?
No, I think the Dodgers got down below that tax threshold, right?
The 194
with the Yankees.
Or whatever.
The Yankees were seventh.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, it's
about
crazy.
That.
They want to get below that tax threshold so bad so they can, you know, save money in the future and whatever. But
yeah.
So the Red Sox are have the most money outstanding, and it's weird because a lot of that money is like not on the team, right? Or I guess
are they still paying for Adrian Gonzalez?
I don't think they are. I think the Dodgers have all that. Oh, that was part of that deal, was that the Dodgers just assumed it all. But they're still paying Panda for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hanley Ramirez is getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah. He has like $55 million left on his contract, doesn't he?
No. Hanley has just this year left on his contract.
Oh, he's done.
Unless he gets 500 plate appearances, and then they extend him another $25
million. And that ain't gonna
happen.
I'm
guaranteeing you.
No way.
They are not giving him 500.
He'll be at 499 in late September, and he'll be like, you know, we're noticing a little, you know, something wrong with your gait. You need to go on the DL.
They're going to have someone in the clubhouse, like, you know. It's weird, though, like, because they give out these contracts, like the Alex Cobb contract, right, is it's weird in, like, a couple different ways. One is that it had some deferrals in it, so the real value is $53 million, but, like, Who else was going to pay him $53 million?
Right.
And then we think, oh, well, what if they just got him for $51 million? That's $2 million. That's so much money.
Yeah, which is strange when you think about that. When you sit there and scratch your head about the money that they'll pay a high-end player that they'll never get the value on. I shouldn't say never. There's contracts where they do get the value. One where they don't is Jason Worth's comes to mind. The other one we talked about, the Phillies first baseman, another one.
I think, though, on the Worth contract, I think if you look at all the value, it wound up being like almost exactly break even.
Really?
Yeah, with the wins above replacement in sort of his peak during that contract. But again, it was a contract where, like, what, no one else was offering him that much. Why are you offering him that much?
Right, right, at the time. And I think one of the things, but what that contract did, not to go off on a tangent, but that contract was their commitment to saying, we want to become competitive. So it was kind of like a stake in the ground, and it actually wound up working because they have been competitive. I think in 2 years after they signed him, they were, you know, in the playoffs. And they have been pretty much.
I feel like that's an anecdotal thing, though. Like, they're like, yeah, we're trying to show that. But, like, no, you know how you got people interested in coming to your team was, like, you called up Bryce Harper from the minor leagues.
Right.
did a clever signing and got David Murphy from the Mets. Like, Ryan Zimmerman finally stopped getting injured and you signed. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's more that than, like, wow, I feel like I could move to this team because they're really committed to winning now. I see they gave Jason Worth too much money.
Well, I think it was more for the fans. The fans to see.
No,
that there
I know.
Was a commitment.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying I feel like it's all anecdotal.
Only if it works, though. Then it's a good story. Otherwise, it's like,
that's
what
I'm
disaster.
Saying. Is like then I'm sure there's other anecdotes where it's like, oh,
well yeah, look at the Marlins. What the Marlins did when they opened the new stadium.
Oh, I like how anytime there's a negative, you can go, yeah, well, look at the Marlins.
Marlins, yeah. Wayne Huizenga passed away last week, and I was reading an article where he said he regrets breaking up the 97 Marlins. He said it was the biggest mistake he's made in his business career. And the reason why, he was so loved because he established the Marlins, established the Panthers, and eventually bought a stake in the Dolphins in the stadium and was well loved and received and hailed as a hero in South Florida until he broke up the Marlins. Then he was reviled. People just would curse at him. He said it was the biggest mistake he's ever made. That's your Wayne Huizenga story for the
Everyone's updated now.
Yeah. All those Marlins fans out there listening, I appreciate that one. So Mike Trout, did Mike Trout get a contract extension or something happen?
No, so with the way all the contracts are these days where it's like this person's actually getting this, it's this much over this many years, but on this year it's this much. This year, Mike Trout is the highest paid baseball player in the game.
So what's his annual contract for this year?
It's like 33.4 or 34.1.
So his contract was scaling every year. Every year it was going up.
Yeah. So I think the Angels are always doing stupid stuff with contracts. So I don't know what the heck they were doing with this one. This is, he's into his extension now, right? As a, that they gave him years ago. And now he's the highest paid guy. Huh? I mean, it's just rare that the best player in baseball is actually getting the most money.
Right. That's only going to last a year.
Yeah.
Because we'll have Machado and Bryce Harper will be leading the charge for the $35 to $40 million a year player.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember Kobe Bryant in his last couple of years with the Lakers. He basically, because it's much more structured in NBA how much money can go to different players. He had his last 2 years. He basically had it set up so that no matter what, he would be the highest paid player the last 2 years.
Right.
And I just was thinking, I remember as I was writing for Yahoo at the time, and I wrote an article about it, and I was just like, who cares? Like, you have all the rings. You got away with your shenanigans in Colorado. No one cares about that anymore. Hell, he won an Academy Award in a year when everyone's doing hashtag me too. This guy's up there winning an Academy Award.
Right. He's multimedia. He's all over. Bless his heart.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Right. Yeah. Okay. So Mike Trout, highest paid player in the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's it.
Aaron Boone, there's a story floating around that Aaron Judge was going to be their new leadoff hitter.
Yes. The thing I like about this as a Red Sox fan is, yes, absolutely make Aaron Judge your leadoff hitter. That's what you should do. This is why you don't let someone go out of the booth and manage a game. Look, I know technically they say you're supposed to put your best hitter is supposed to bat second, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you're in Little League, in which case you have your best hitter bat first. So Aaron Boone is going to roster his team like a Little League team. I love it. As a Red Sox fan, I think this is absolutely the way to go.
I think he's just trying to make some news stories because I think their lineup is out and he's slotted in the fourth spot. Yeah. Gardner's leading off.
Right. But here's the best part of it. I love that Aaron Boone is wasting time doing stuff like this. And it's like, this is exactly what I want to hear the Yankees manager being concerned about, is like doing little gimmicks and trying to be like a celebrity. You're telling me a guy with that voice, right, who spent all those years in the booth, he doesn't have a little itch for the fame. He doesn't want reporters asking him questions always. Oh, hey, Aaron. Oh, we're interested in you. You're an interesting person. Hey, Aaron, you're telling me he doesn't want that? Oh, he wants it. Anyone who goes into that booth, they want that a little bit. And he's going to be doing this stuff all the time. Yankees fans, I guarantee you, by September of this year, they're going to be like, what is wrong with this guy? Is he mentally challenged? What? Why is he even saying stuff like that? I guarantee you, because that's this guy. Like, he wants to be the center of attention. He doesn't want to be the manager of a Major League Baseball team. He wants to be the manager of the Yankees.
Yeah.
Mark my words, John. I love every second of it.
Red Sox fans have to be hoping for, you know, something to implode. Yankees look good on paper. It's going to be an interesting battle.
You know
this
what?
I've seen
100 different articles about Aaron Boone this, Aaron Boone that. You know how many articles I've seen about Alex Cora? Like 2. Dave Martinez, 3.
Low profile.
Did you know that the Mets have a new manager?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
No one even
the guy's
talks
name.
About that. Mickey Callaway. No one even talks about that. Right? Gabe Kapler over in Philadelphia. I think I've seen 2 articles about him, and they weren't even about him. They were about something else.
Yeah, they were about his muscles, his workout program, probably. So, fun story of the week.
Yes.
Albert Bell. And when I saw the mugshot, 2 things struck me. One is he was 53 years old, which stunned me because I thought he was 80 based on that photo. And he's got to be pushing 350 pounds. Easy.
Yeah.
He looks awful.
I mean, time is the great enemy, right? Like,
yeah,
time is the merciless enemy of all life. And it has given a beating to Albert Bell. Like so many home runs that Albert Bell launched over the wall. Time has beaten the hell out of Albert Bell.
And you remember that one play where he flattened a second baseman, just kind of like uprooted
the
him?
The forearm shiver? Yes. Yeah. One of the greatest plays in baseball I've ever seen.
And now he's getting his just rewards.
Now, see, the ball knows, man. The ball knows.
So so he was arrested for a DUI?
Yes, and indecent exposure at a spring training game.
The DUI and an indecent exposure at the same time, same incident.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what if he was like driving around a bullpen cart.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, how did that happen? Where was he driving? Was he
once again, John? You've caught me. I did not actually read the
no, but I remember when it came on, there's saying that it happened at a spring training game. And at the time when it was reported, I was confused. I'm like, because
you can get arrested for DUI for sitting in your car with your keys. Did you know that?
I didn't
even
know
if it's
that.
The engine's off. Yeah, if you're in your car and drunk. And you have your keys
so
aren't in your trunk?
That might have been it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he was in there, you know, taking care of some business, you know?
Talk about
pumping that wood back and
decline.
Forth like the old days.
There's no cork in that bat.
Yeah. I hope not. Well, we with age, though, you know, happens to everyone, John.
That's right.
Cialis.
Medicine. Let's see. Stephen Wright. So what was Wright's domestic violence dispute? Do you have any?
So he had a little disturbance.
Okay.
With his partner. And he got a 15-game suspension. So I assume it's less than whatever Jose Reyes got busted for. But right. Miguel Sano got no suspension for his thing. So this is just like the opposite of white privilege. Or maybe it's the privilege
payback.
Of being suspended.
I guess with Sano's thing, it was... He said she's, well, I guess it would be in the same thing with the domestic violence situation.
But I think the Sano thing was like the act itself wasn't really so egregious. And then there was like, well, there's no witnesses and it was so long ago.
Right.
And if it had been something this spring, I guarantee you that he would have been suspended.
Yeah.
But if it's like, well, 2 years ago and she didn't say anything until now. You have to go 50-50. Tie goes to the runner, you know?
Yes, there you go. So no suspension. Although he's been distracted by this for most of the spring training period. So, And he hasn't been in camp the whole time either.
And that's penalty enough.
Yeah.
Like, really, if you're going to push yourself sexually onto a woman, being distracted in your job is probably punishment enough.
But just don't have domestic violence situation.
Right.
Because then you're going to be sitting on the sidelines for a while.
That's a horrible joke, listeners, by the way. I apologize. I just want to make sure people know I don't actually.
Well, comedy is the great excuse on this show. Right?
Is it?
Humor is the great excuse.
Is it?
But, you know, for all the comedians who go on television and do their shows or live performances, there's a lot of comedians who do the too soon jokes. And that's not,
right.
I think there's just, it's part of our culture right now that it doesn't feel too soon. It's not condoning any of it, either domestic violence or an aggressive sexual behavior.
Yeah.
Definitely not a place for that in society, but it's all around us now.
Well, you're not the only one that thinks that, John. Hashtag me too.
hashtag me too too.
Hashtag me as well.
That's good. I like that. Me as well. Let's get back to baseball.
We'll get back to the hashtag soon enough.
Yeah, quite a few. Let's see, and you'll know what we're talking about in a few seconds. So the A's are trying to stick it to the Giants fans for this. Is this when the A's and Giants play each other in interleague play?
Yes. So this has been verified, and it may have been jokingly verified, but it was verified. So it's now cost $30 to park at Oakland County Coliseum, which I just think is awesome. If there's any way you can make it harder for people to get to that stadium, you got to do it if you're the Athletics. You're just like, you know what? We were making it too easy for people to get in here. Let's raise the price of parking.
It's crazy.
So, but new policy, if a fan is wearing a Giants jersey, it's $50 for parking.
It's just, that's hysterical.
But if the fan says, go Athletics, they'll get parking for $30.
Oh, I was going to say they would get it for $15.
No. The thing I love about this is the Athletics, who really don't have much to play for this year, have decided to play for the principles of Giants fans. How many Giants fans can they corrupt? Because that's what it starts with. It starts with saying, go Athletics when you're a Giants fan. Next thing you know, you're embezzling money from your company that your dad owns, and you're putting them out of business, and then you're doing meth, okay? You're living on the streets.
And you can't afford to go to an A's game.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's so far, but I'm just telling you, it's just where it starts.
Yeah.
Person's decline begins when they start, you know, betraying their sense of self. Don't say it, Giants fans. Don't say it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the $20. Now, granted, if it was me, absolutely I would pay the $20. I'm so far gone on my principles, John. I'll wear an Athletics jersey if
it's only Giants jerseys, though, right? Any other team, you're fine.
That's what I'm saying. If they had a similar thing at I'm trying to expand this out to other people, John.
No, I'm just saying, though, for you personally, though.
I was trying to extrapolate it out further. Like, if I was going to Yankee Stadium, right? I live in New York, so I go to Yankee Stadium. I would not even think about paying. I would say, go Yankees. They're my favorite team. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, you would not pay the extra $20.
I would not even pay it.
So you would
I'm telling you, John, I'm so far past sacrificing my morals. I've already corrupted myself so far. It's beyond repair. I'm halfway to dealing meth, let alone, you know, consuming it as a recreational use.
Well, let's hope that show gets picked up to avoid that. So Game of Thrones is coming back to Major League Ballpark. So this is going to be,
right.
This is like what they did, the Star Wars, started doing that. And now May 4th.
Well, they did Game of Thrones last year.
And they did it last year. So it's the theme thing, right?
Very popular. Yeah, very popular.
So people wearing costumes and.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the last season of Game of
Thrones. Dragon on.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, winter.
Baseball games, dragon on.
Yeah. Playoffs are coming.
Get it? Dragon.
Got it.
John, you see what I'm doing?
I got it. Right. Got it. All in. All so right. I have not seen a game. I've seen plenty of the Star Wars stuff, but I remember that it happened, but I'll have to look out for it this year.
Yeah. Maybe nice if they actually got some Game of Thrones episodes this year, but such will not be the case.
Oh, I thought it's, oh no, that's Westworld starts.
Yeah. Westworld starts next month. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Game of Thrones won't be until next year, right?
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah.
We'll all be waiting patiently. So this is, I know, your favorite story of the day coming up.
Yes.
So Pat Nashek is going to be the very first player in Major League Baseball history to wear a certain number.
Right.
It's exciting.
Number 93. It's exciting. How is that even statistically possible?
I actually did a little bit of research on this, and there's a half a dozen, maybe a dozen, half a dozen to a dozen numbers that have not officially been worn. If it's been worn in one game, it qualifies as being worn as a major league uniform. Right.
And there's a dozen?
Yeah, there's most of them are in the 80s and 90s.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So 93, 92, and 90. There were several in the 80s as well.
It just seems like a statistical impossibility, right? Like there's 750 players.
Yeah, you would think.
Well, there's 1,200 players on the 40-man roster every year. 1,200 mm-hmm. players for 120 years, right?
Right.
What is that? 196,000 players.
It's a lot.
Where did I go one too far?
Well, one of the things, though, is when you're looking at the numbers, you'll see that a lot of, even Hall of Fame players, that when they first came up, they wore their first season, like a John Smoltz might have wore an 82 in his first season, just as an example. There's several of those out there where players wore a high number for 1 year.
Yeah.
And then they changed their number.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of cool. 93, first time ever.
See, here's the thing. I thought it was like going to be the last number that was like.
No, I thought so too. And that's crazy. Why I looked.
Yeah, this isn't as good a story. I was going to do like a bunch of material about the number, but then it was like, who cares? Now I'm bored. What else is there?
We have team hashtags.
Yes. Social media.
So
let's do it.
Are we going to blitz through them?
We're going to blitz through them and we're going to discuss them briefly if necessary.
Okay.
And offering critiques, some of these guesses as to what they mean.
A couple of them on here are head scratchers.
That's right.
So let's do it. Colorado Rockies.
Rockies 25th.
Hashtag Rockies 25th. So each one of these is hashtag. And yes, then
they're all hashtags.
New York Mets.
Now, hold on a second. Rockies 25th, I'm assuming, is their 25th anniversary.
Correct. It is.
But isn't there another team that came into the league the same year as the Rockies?
That would be the Marlins.
Right. So why isn't it the Marlins 25th?
Because nobody cares.
Because it's Juntos Miami.
Yeah, which is, that seems like it's a PR campaign for the city. And Juntos, I believe, just a little bit. Like together, Miami, we're together in this.
Together, but only the people who speak this language.
Right.
But only this group of people that speak this one language as a subsection of this larger group. Yes. Right, so nothing says togetherness like people not understanding what's being said.
What the word Juntos means. Yeah, very strange.
I may be a bit of a critic here. Sounds like the opposite of togetherness. All right.
It is a little bit strange.
I grew up in Los Angeles. I have a huge affinity for Hispanics, their culture, their food, their music. I love it. However, this is America. And
it's a melting pot.
Most people do speak English.
Yes. And that melting pot includes people who speak English.
Right.
So you would think, it just doesn't make a lot of sense when Juntos means together.
Right.
It's a little bit alienating.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Classic Marlins, though, am I right?
Yeah, classic Jeter.
Stepping on rakes.
Okay, how about the New York Mets?
LGM.
I don't even know what is that for?
Is that LaGuardia?
I have no idea.
LaGuardia Maintenance.
What does it stand for?
LGM.
Let's go, Mets.
Let's go, Mets.
There we go. Just had, took me a second.
I like LaGuardia there. Maintenance better. That's good. LaGuardia is supposed to be done this year, right? Or is that, am I thinking of 21-18?
Who knows?
A little New York joke there for the two listeners in New York. What else we got?
San Diego Padres.
Let's go Padres.
That works.
Sure, this, I guess.
The next one is, the next few are super clever.
Yeah, what do we got?
So we got Chicago White Sox, Texas Rangers, Toronto Blue Jays.
And what are their hashtags?
Hashtag White Sox, hashtag Texas Rangers, hashtag Blue Jays.
No, go ahead and tell me what their hashtags are, John.
They are. I just did.
No, you said the team name, but...
Who's on first?
joke there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is humor.
That was good.
This is off the cuff. Okay, so I got...
And we don't rehearse this.
Let's do a better thing for the White Sox. Like, maybe in a couple years. Hashtag maybe in a couple years.
Come back soon.
How about for the Rangers, we do hashtag, hey, anyone out there know how to pitch? A little long. Some of these hashtags are getting a little long.
Yeah, a little long.
Toronto Blue Jays. How about take off, hosers?
Or BJs or us?
Best BJs in baseball?
They should do something with the BJs.
Okay, what else we got?
Phillies, don't get it.
Hashtag be bold. Wait, are they doing Goethe?
What?
Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid? Goethe? Know.
What's Goethe?
He's a philosopher.
Oh, sorry.
Johann something or other, yeah. Wolfgang, I think. Johann Wolfgang Goethe.
Okay.
Be bold and mighty forces will come. John, come on.
You're learning me here.
This is basic philosophy we're talking about here on this show.
Baseball been very, very good to me.
So, yeah. So, I guess they're dropping a little philosophy on everyone.
Wow.
Be bold.
All Let's right. go. So, be bold was, they came up with that after they signed Jake Arrieta?
I guess, right? I don't know what the hell they're doing. This it's next better one. Than being italics, am I right?
I know what you're going to say for this next one. For the Oakland A's, what's their hashtag?
It's rooted in Oakland.
Okay.
But it really should be roto-rooted in Oakland.
I knew that's what you're going to say. That's good. That was too easy, but funny. Very good. And another one, I just don't like. These are silly for the Cubs.
This is the same hashtag as the orgy I went to last week.
Was that at the Comic-Con event?
At the WonderCon, yeah. The WonderCon? You know there's orgies there, John.
Oh, absolutely. Furries and all that stuff.
Yeah, no,
sure.
Legit.
Yeah. So Chicago Cubs, hashtag everybody in.
Yes. Everybody in the orgy.
Right. So it's like a swimming thing, an orgy thing, and apparently a Cubs thing too.
Yes.
Houston Astros seems a little late for this one, but.
Hashtag never Seattle.
Never Seattle or never settle.
Never
settle for one World Series.
Hashtag for baseball and dating advice.
Right. And the Braves is a classic, you know, for them. It's a hashtag chop on. The chop has been...
Oh, I thought it was Chopin.
Piano. Little piano thing for them.
Yeah, you know Chopin, right?
Wait a second. For the next one, you made that up, right?
No.
Seriously?
I copied this right out of the thingy.
I don't... So maybe you're going to have to... bestow some Beantown knowledge on me. The Red Sox hashtag is dirty water.
I think that should be the Dodgers hashtag, right?
It should be, right. What is that in reference to?
The Dodgers are going to have to sue for that. You know, it's like that song. I love that dirty water. Boston, you're my home. Or whatever.
I don't know that.
It's a big deal in Boston.
Apparently.
You're obviously not from Boston.
No.
I'm not really from Boston, but I know that. I don't know the song like off the top of my head, but I know like they played at the game a lot, and it's kind of like a Boston thing.
Why isn't it hashtag dot dot da?
You mean bump bump bump?
Or bump 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 da 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 bump. Is that what it is? Yeah. Bump bump bump?
Sweat Caroline.
Bump bump bump. Yeah, bump bump bump. Yeah. Sweat Caroline?
I mean, it that could be that. Good. I have a fantasy baseball team named Sweat Caroline.
Sweat Caroline?
It's very clever. As a matter of fact, the draft is in an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, well, let's keep going then. New York Yankees.
This is my big money league.
Oh, so you got to get ready for that.
I'm getting ready for it by talking about everything else.
New York Yankees, hashtag pinstripe pride. It's pretty classic and fitting.
Yes, pinstripe pride. Perfect placement of pronunciation.
Little PP alliteration.
Yeah.
Washington Nationals, one pursuit.
Now, is this one purse suit? Or is it one per suit? Like, you get one of these for each suit that you have.
Right. So you get a free ticket, or you get one ticket per suit.
I get it. That makes sense. Good. All right. Good job, Nationals.
Yeah. And then the Royals is another crazy one. Raised Royal, hashtag Raised Royal.
Yeah. They should have spelled that R-A-Z-E-D.
Raised royally. Screwed royally. Funny. So, yeah, the Cardinals, another creative one. Hashtag STL cards.
Still cards.
Still cards. Dodgers, another one of those. They went deep into the creative hole on this one. Hashtag Dodgers.
And they had dirty water right there. They could have had it.
Yep, they were day late. Pittsburgh Pirates, hashtag Let's Go Bucks. That's a good one.
I actually don't mind that, except now there's three that are Let's Go.
Yeah. So the Let's Go Mets.
So what if those two teams play each other?
Yeah. But I like the Mets, man. They had to think about it for a minute. But I remember, born and raised in Connecticut and watched a lot of Mets games as a kid. And the Let's Go Mets chant was a big part of Mets games, whether you're there or watching it on TV. So that just rings true to me. The other ones, the Bucks, I've heard that one too over the years, but Let's Go Padres doesn't sound, that doesn't roll
like Let's Go
comfort.
Pods,
yeah, Let's Go
but pod, then it's man. Like the Tide Pods thing,
right
they got getting lawsuits from all the people eating the Tide Pods.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. So Twins, hashtag MN Twins. And we have the Giants right on the heels
Mound
of that.
Mound Twins? Yeah, that's weird.
Giants, same thing. Hashtag SF Giants.
Svagiants.
Svagiants. They're svelte. The Svagiants.
I like that. Weird. It makes it sound like Vagiants.
Yeah, Vagiants. Svagiants. Check out my Svagiants. My favorite team. The Brewers. This one's a little, this is a little clever. This is my crew. Hashtag this is my crew, the Brew Crew.
Yeah, I don't mind this one, actually.
That's
a little cheese ball, but it kind of works. I think, in a sort of Midwestern-y sort of way.
The Rays.
Love this one. Hashtag Rays Soup.
Rays Soup.
Because they are cooked.
I think it's Rays Up.
Oh.
Yeah, not Rays Soup. Rays Up. Yeah. Rays Up. Rays Up.
It Cleveland. Should be another one of these Rays Down, right. Rays Royal, right. Rays Soup and Rays Royal.
Cleveland Indians, hashtag rally together.
Don't they mean rally juntos?
That's right.
Maybe not in Cleveland.
Maybe not.
Maybe dirty water though, right? Flaming water, I guess, is more.
Right, flaming water. let's see, Detroit Tigers, hashtag Detroit Summers.
Yes, John, everyone is aware of the beauty of Detroit summers. Walk amongst the decaying buildings. Hunt a hobo.
Right.
I love that hunt a hobo joke.
I see it made it in print, too.
What's that?
I think it made it in print, too, didn't it? Wasn't it on the website?
Oh, on the newsletter. That's right, listeners. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to foulterritory.com and sign up for the newsletter.
It's very well done.
It's compact. Yeah, it's got like a weekend news. Like
five get your news in a flash. Little comedy.
Yeah, five news articles for the week. Keeps you up to date on what's happening in baseball. A couple articles from the site and the podcast. And like a fun picture and a fun quote. Yeah, it's a good little deal.
Five things you need to know about baseball this week.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, keeps them interested. Let's see. This is let's see, going on for a long time.
I love the political one here.
Reds country.
For the Reds.
Reds country.
Yeah, I love it.
Is that Donald Trump's?
Yeah, that's Donald Trump right there, man. Sticking it to the blue states. Reds country. That's right. Donald Trump, 6.5 more years to go, people.
6.5. Let's see.
Telling you, man. I'm telling you, 6.5 more years to go.
Yeah, that's painful just to even imagine.
It's brutal.
That's like that, brutal. So six and a half more years, you figure that's what, 6 times 3? That's like 1,800 more Twitter. At least one, you know, crazy Twitter a day.
Yeah. No, that's it's crazy. Twitter firings. We're talking. Right. Can you even imagine how many porn stars will have come out by then?
I know. How many, you know, Anderson Cooper interviews are we going to have to see over the next 6.5 years?
Yeah, it's the real news. Well, yeah, Fox is the only one that's biased.
He's proving to be the Teflon Don, that's for sure.
I love that Fox is the one that's accused of being biased. Okay, guys.
Yeah, that's good. Let's where were we? Leave off. Oh, Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
This one's just silly. Wow. I'm sure this is going to get a lot of jokes. Hashtag Generation D-backs.
Wow.
I'm sure that's going to be turned into Generation D-bags at some point.
Yeah, that's just too easy, right?
Yeah.
What about snakes on a playing field?
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, snake. Yeah, something with the snakes would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Generation D-backs. Does that sound like the oldest person in social media in the
and
world?
It's long,
that,
too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like my joke ones that were long are like, yeah, okay, I'm doing a joke, but this is actually like.
Yeah, the Mets definitely get the award, though, for the best one. Now that I look about it, that's the best one. LGN. Yeah. It's really good. So a couple more left. Another silly one. Baltimore Orioles, hashtag Birdland.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. That's a famous jazz bar, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, my wife's been there a bunch of times. She has some friends that play there, and I don't go because it's jazz. I'm going to tell you one thing right now about jazz, ladies and gentlemen. The only people who are enjoying it are the people on stage playing it.
It's background music, right?
Good
jazz,
though,
really, is good. Good jazz is good. It is.
Is it, John?
It is.
All right. So let me know if any ever happens.
Okay, I'll fill you in.
Okay.
Los Angeles Angels at Anaheim.
The Hallow Way. That feels like a...
Yeah. Hallow. The Hallow Way. The Halo Way. The Hallow. Hallow.
Yeah.
The Mariners won living out here. This has been for a long time. True to the blue.
Is that...
They've had
that
for several
mean?
Years. It's the color of the uniform.
Oh, I thought it was like being blue. Like we're losers. We are true to being losers and sad for having lost.
And they should have hashtag Birdland Jazz.
Yeah.
To soothe your blues.
Hashtag heroin.
And last but not least, we've already talked about the Marlins as hashtag Juntos Miami. Miami.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was good. So now we're up to starting nine.
Great.
And we've got for springtime. Nine players with spring-related or spring-sounding names.
Yeah.
What do you got?
All right, here we go. A couple of easy ones here first. Tyler Flowers.
Very nice.
I didn't even have to change anything.
It is.
Brett Gardner.
Good. Yeah, wow, these are so clever.
Right?
So funny, yeah.
Nick Castellanos.
Pick Nick?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Okay. I thought you said hip Nick. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Hip Nick. That's a word, John. Pick Nick. Like, you know.
Got it.
Picnic.
Yeah.
Nick Castellanos.
Got it. Good one.
Rainbow Bichette.
Very nice.
All right. Buck Farmers Market.
Good.
Here's a twofer in one name. Blake Parker.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Zach McAllister.
Okay.
Alcides Esco Barbecue.
Very good. That's a good one.
And of course, at the Esco Barbecue, Jake Berger.
Nice.
And to wrap it all up, now that the winter's over, spring is here, we can finally go to the Edwin and Carnival Lacion.
Time for a little bit of fried dough and some...
Yeah.
Some
churros and
some cotton candy and all that stuff.
I love
stuff.
It. Popcorn. Yeah. Awesome. Let's do it.
So are we going to keep going with our italics predictions here?
Yeah, why not? Let's just bang these out. This is just division winners and wild cards of World Series.
So we're going to go through this. You just want to kind of yours, mine.
Let's do yours, mine. We'll alternate.
Okay. What do you got?
All right. So American National League East, Nationals.
Ditto. Nationals, yeah.
National League Central, Cubs.
Agreed.
All right. And National League West, Dodgers.
Yep. Okay, we're in sync.
But here's the thing. Like, this is what everyone's doing.
Right.
Like, all the sites are doing this exact same thing. All right, mm-hmm. So for the American League East, I'm going to go Yankees.
Ooh.
As much as I want to say Red Sox, but I feel like that's the homer in me.
It's going to be a toss-up, I think, between... They're both going to win mid-90s. It's going to be...
Yeah,
it's going to be a battle all year. This is good for baseball. So I got the Yankees as well.
All right. Well, I'll take the Red Sox.
Okay.
American League Central?
Indians.
Okay, yeah, Indians. And American League West?
Astros.
Astros. All right. So we agree, we basically agree on all of them.
Yeah.
And everyone in baseball agrees on all of them, which is very strange. It's a very strange time in baseball that the top teams are so much the top team. Well, let's take a look at these wild cards. I think this is the fun.
Yeah, there's the seven teams that are going to make the playoff, pretty much everybody knows. It's the Nationals, Cubs, Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, Indians, and Astros. That's a given.
Right.
So there's only three teams left that you can pick from. So... Yeah.
So let's go American League wild cards.
I got Red Sox and the Twinkies.
Okay. I've got Red Sox and the Angels.
Okay. That was a toss up for me between the Angels and the Twins.
I do think that the Angels will not only do well this season, but I actually think they have a much improved farm system and will trade away whatever they need to trade away to get whatever it is they need midseason.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think the Yankees are in the same boat. They're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's the edge the Yankees, I think, have over the Red Sox. The Red Sox really don't have a deep farm system to get.
I mean, they have a couple players.
Yeah, they do. The Yankees got
that are
a
little redundant, but the Yankees are just stacked.
Yeah.
Everybody wants what they got, too. So it's the Red Sox are like, Michael Chavis might be a good corner infielder.
Okay. So NL wild card?
NL wild card. I've got. Was it the Mets and hashtag this is my crew.
Okay. Yeah. I had my toss up was the Rockies and the Mets. So I had the Brewers and the Brewers and the Rockies. So the Rockies, I went back and forth between the Mets. If the Mets pitching stays healthy and Cespedes doesn't get hurt, they are a 90 win team, but that's a lot of ifs.
The tiebreaker for me on Mets versus, like, say, the D-backs or the Giants or whatever, all the other teams that are kind of close, is that the Mets do get to play the Marlins a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Phillies are on the come, but they're still not even a 500 team.
But the one thing, you know, it's the Mets have a very difficult time beating the Marlins uniform. Since the Marlins have been in baseball, they have a sub-500 record against the Marlins for whatever reason. Yeah, they have a tough time against the Marlins for whatever reason. Don't know why. But,
well, they're going to have to do a hashtag junta against the hashtag juntos.
Right. But I think the Mets could win 70 games or they could win 90. It just depends on injuries. And if the pitching
Conforto's coming back early, right?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're like he's much further along than they thought he'd be at this point. But they don't want to rush him, but he still should be.
That's what she said.
Okay, so I've got Brewers Rockies. You have Brewers Mets. I've got Red Sox Twins. You have Red Sox Angels.
Angels, yeah.
Okay, so who do you have winning the wild cards to advance?
I'll say Red Sox. And the Mets.
Okay, so I've got Rockies, Red Sox. Great. So I'm assuming that the Nationals and the Yankees will have the top records in their divisions, which would set up a Yankees-Red Sox ALDS.
Fantastic.
And a Nationals-Rockies NLDS in one series.
Fantastic as well.
So then I have Cubs-Dodgers, Indians-Astros.
Yeah, I think the Indians knock the Astros out.
Okay. I've got the Astros winning that one. So I have Astros, Yankees, and the ALCS, Nationals, Cubs, and the NLCS.
And then I've got Dodgers. I got the Dodgers going all the way back. Let me just be clear about that. Dodgers going all the way back and Nationals losing to them in the NLCS. However all that works out.
So you have the Dodgers in the World Series.
Yes.
Your dream matchup, though, would be Dodgers-Red Sox, right?
But I think Dodgers-Indians is going to be the matchup.
I've got Nationals Astros and the Nationals winning.
I'm glad that we have different things. That's very cool.
Yeah. I have this tendency to gravitate towards the Nationals because their pitching is so good and they do have the bats, but they always, something always happens where they can't, you know, just get it across.
They can't get over the hump, John.
They can't do it.
That's why they brought the camels in, John.
That's right. Hashtag get over the hump.
That's what it should
that
have
should
been.
Have been. Right. You're right. It should have been.
Not one per suit. Who cares about what kind of suits they're wearing? Unless it's a camel suit. What about one per hump? I don't know what that means.
Or just hashtag get over it.
Yes.
That would have been good. Okay, let's wrap it up with extra innings so that you can get to your draft. Your
That's
money
right.
draft. Your big money
big
draft.
Money. That's right.
So we're going to take a look outside of the world of baseball and seeing what's going on elsewhere. NCAA Final Four. I am not really that into it this year as much as I
mean, the Loyola Chicago thing is very cool.
It's a great story, like, especially because of the sister 97-year-old wheelchair bound enthusiastic sister. I don't remember her name, but that's a great story.
Sister Jean or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, I think that's what it is. But I'm rooting for them. I really hope that they kind of take it to the next level. But we got two number one seeds playing in one side of the bracket and a 3-11 playing in the other side. So it looks like the national championship game based on seedings is really the semifinal game between Kansas and Villanova. That should be a great game.
Well, I hope the 13 seed runs the table. I mean, that's just what better way to celebrate Trump's America? John.
Right, that's right. The underdog wins.
Everything's been turned on its ear in this country. Why not the NCAA tournament as well?
That could be a sign of things to come, right? It's all about the underdog.
The Russian bots get in there in the middle of the game. I don't know.
And Facebook contributes to the downfall by, you know, posting the, you know, ridiculous beliefs about Loyola Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Facebook. Facebook's a lot of hot water.
Is it, though? I mean, here's the thing. We all know what we're doing.
And
we're on Facebook.
For the most part, I don't really care.
Yeah.
If I was running for office or I was a criminal, then maybe I would. But as a, you know, I really don't care.
Yeah, if we were like doing Silk Road drug deals on the dark web, I probably then would care more about what Facebook has.
Right. I'd have an alias by now if that was me. But I really don't care.
Yeah, and maybe like a different computer that I used.
Right, a new one every week. So, end of the day, I'm not losing any sleep over that stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to see it this week, but the new Roseanne debuted, I think it was Tuesday night.
That's right.
Did you get a chance to watch?
I didn't watch it because I don't normally watch TV, but I'll catch it at some point. But the point I wanted to make about this is Trump's America, dude. This is the first show that has a Trump supporter in a lead role.
Who's that?
Roseanne.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Here's the thing. This is an untapped marketplace.
Trump
in
TV?
The industry. Look, it's conservative TV. Like, look, it's okay for someone to be liberal. And it's okay for someone to be conservative, but it's not okay if all the entertainment is liberal.
No. So I'll guarantee you then we're going to see Archie Bunker come back, All in the Family.
Oh, your mouth to God's ears, I hope, man. And look, I gotta tell you a little story.
Sanford
I have a friend,
and Son, you know, all these kind of.
I have a friend
of...
who made, he made, no, that's, you know what, John, just stop it. I have a friend who made a film called God Is Not Dead. Have you ever heard of this film?
I have, yes.
Yeah. So I know the writers of it. You want to know how well it did? It made $100 million in the theater. They made it for $1 million. It made $100 million in the theater. No one talked about this. Can I say this again? $100 million in the theaters. The only reason they pulled it from the theater is because the distribution contract said they don't get paid until it stops its theatrical run.
Oh, so they're like, enough of that. We want to get some of this money.
Boom. I'm telling you, there is a market out there. And people laugh, like Christian films. I'm not saying all Christian stuff, right? Like, obviously, whatever. But, like, there is a conservative market. There are people who don't want to, you know, who like the Second Amendment and think it's kind of fine the way it is. And If you can find a way to tap into that without people on the left losing their minds and calling for the firing of everybody, I'm telling you, you make $1 million. Make
a
billion.
Who are the guys that wrote it?
You get elected president.
The guys that wrote this film?
Yeah. My friend's Carrie.
Carrie. Okay. Now, because there's another film that came out just a couple weeks ago, I think, that nobody predicted that it was going to do well. It was, you know, considered another religious-based film.
That's right.
One Can Only Imagine or something like that.
Right.
I Can Only Imagine. And it did $17 million in the opening weekend, came out of nowhere, finished third for the week. And it's now up to $41 million. After just
it is an untapped marketplace.
And you don't even hear about these movies, but you know for sure they're being talked about at the pulpit on Sunday.
Yeah.
Go out and see these.
And it's like, you know, there's a lot of conservatives in the United States.
And there should be content.
That's how Donald Trump got elected. So if you put content out there for them, they're going to consume it.
Hashtag Christian Lives Matter.
I mean, I don't like to, you know, differentiating it to just Christians, because then it makes it sound like it's a religious thing.
Well, these movies are. Though.
Those specifically are religious
things.
That's
what I was
talking about. I'm just saying, yes.
I'm with you on that, though. Yeah, there's
something to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, there's got to be content across the board. Yeah. You know, for every Fox, there's an MSNBC, and it's just the balance of the universe. Without it, we would be free. Like your moderate talk show that you're looking for, news show, just wouldn't fly. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
We'd start
it
wobbling.
Could, though.
It'd have to be like smack dab in the middle.
Yeah, I don't even know if it could do that.
It'd be hard.
I just wish that it could. A part of me just wants it to work, you know, but I know that like it just wouldn't work.
No, it would be hard. It would be hard.
People would gravitate. The people on the left would gravitate towards the left, and people on the right would gravitate towards the, you know, all the confirmation bias and all that stuff. That's what they want, you know?
Yeah. And now we have to wrap up the show. Speaking of.
Oh, yes.
You know, the old Stormy Daniels show.
Stormy Daniels. Did you watch the interview?
I saw it. I didn't watch it as it happened. I recorded it and watched it later. There was a whole lot of nothing there, in my opinion.
Yeah. It was almost like what you would expect from a former porn star.
Right. It's like, why should we believe you? Why shouldn't you? Oh, that was brilliant. That was like a great comeback. Just a whole lot of nothing, really? What did you expect? You know?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Donald Trump is kind of a trash person, right? Like, we all kind of know that. Even his supporters, regardless of what he's doing now or whatever and how people have changed or whatever, he's kind of a trash person, right? He's a billionaire. He's going to bang some porn stars. It's going to happen.
He's going to do what he wants. You know?
He's going to do what he wants. Cheating on his wife. Oh, my God. It's terrible. I know. It's awful. I'm not a big fan of people who cheat. It's awful.
Unless there's an agreement. And if there's agreement, that's
well, that's a whole
them.
Other thing, right? Like, again, she's waiting for that.
But my favorite line in that whole thing was, well, what about your wife? Oh, it's okay. We sleep in separate bedrooms.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay. So that makes it all good.
Just want to be clear, though. The former porn star who entered into a sexual relationship with a married man is the one who has the moral high ground. I just want to make sure I understand this scenario.
And
an agreement not to discuss it and then broke that agreement for her own publicity ends.
Another classic line from her was that, well, I really didn't want to do it. It's like, oh, really? Then why did you? Why did you sleep
she
with
like,
him if you didn't want to?
Hashtag me too.
But she made it very clear that it wasn't about that, which was good. But then it's like, so if you weren't forced or coerced or led to believe that you should for any reason, why did you? It was if you had the choice to get up and leave, why didn't you just get up and leave? Because she said, I didn't want to sleep with him.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, neither
then
do I.
Why did you?
And you know what, John? I haven't.
Well, so good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. This is the news, though. Like, this is like mainstream media covering this and like wall-to-wall coverage.
Oh, yeah. It's the highest rated 60-minute show in a decade.
Absolutely ridiculous. And it's like, oh, how did we get Trump? And as the old saying goes, this is how you get Trump.
Right. Pandering. We succeeded. And so to get that high of a rating, though, both sides watched.
Yes, exactly.
And that's there's your middle of the road media.
Yeah. I'm just going to watch it on YouPorn later on.
The real story. What's coming
up next?
I'm
going to the bottom of this, John.
What's coming up next?
Coming up next, find out what happens when a group of former MLB players get together to purchase foreclosure properties on the next episode of Stealing Homes.